Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks, the podcast about Tom Hanks, hosted by me, Rachel Chapman. And today on the podcast, oh boy, we've got two very funny people. She's an actress and writer. It's Ellie Woods.
Yes. Ooh, hey. I am crack.
Got it in. And then he's a writer and improviser. It's Charlie Mihalik.
Hello. 161 Lexington.
Yes.
Oh. Ramada Inn.
Yes. Yeah, if you couldn't tell from that, we're talking about The Terminal from 2004.
Great movie.
Yeah,
loved it.
Yeah, you both asked to be on this episode.
Yeah.
We did.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been asking to be on this podcast in general because I love Tom Hanks a lot. Because I'm sane. I'm a rational person.
Yeah.
But specifically The Terminal, I feel like a lot of people didn't like it when it came out. Oh. But I loved it, and my best friend from high school, and I watched it all the time and quoted it all the time. Crowded. Crack.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters in 2004. It came out around Christmas time, so I was home from college on Christmas break, and I just like loved it. It just like made me happy. It
made
like,
me cry.
Filled me with like a warm, happy feeling, and I've watched it several times since.
It's that Steven Spielberg family movie.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of five collabs.
Oh, yeah.
Only one not nominated. I saw that on IMDb today.
Yeah, fun facts.
Fun fact.
Yeah, that's sad. I think the first one was, there was another one like The Burbs or something like that was kind of Spielberg.
Was it produced by?
I think so. And then
The Burbs is so fun.
So good. And then Saving Private Ryan, Bridge of Spies, The Post.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Get it. That's me snapping for her knowledge.
I can't. Is that, that's only four, right?
But and then maybe The Terminal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
If we're counting The Burbs, I guess that fits. But otherwise, we're missing one.
I don't know. Someone's telling us we're wrong or right.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So you guys have seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But for anyone who hasn't seen it, I have a synopsis from IMDb. An Eastern European tourist unexpectedly finds himself stranded in JFK Airport and must take up temporary residence there.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's so much more complex than that.
Very complex.
They're always more complex than the synopsis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Steven Spielberg's daughter is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. She's the girl that gets her
luggage
right?
broken.
I was trying to figure out who that was.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that must be Steven Spielberg's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because that scene is one in which that is the only like super prominently featured extra.
I agree. Yes. And also she goes, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my,
oh my God. Broke my suitcase.
I got that in
Dad, Steven Spielberg, Dad. I got that in Paris.
She
I
does that say line, that. Very funny.
It doesn't even look that nice. And she got it in Paris.
No, there's stickers all over it. She's lying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she got from a like a hole in the wall store.
Oh,
maybe. Yeah.
A quaint little Parisian shop.
Maybe
they sell crappy stuff in Paris too.
I know. We're so like only crappy stuff is made in America.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's also made in China and Paris.
Maybe it has a nice memory with it.
It looks like it had stickers on it.
It did.
I'll say that.
Well, she traveled. Well traveled.
She's spoiled. Anyway, the budget for this movie is $60 million, and it made like a cumulative worldwide of like 140.
I think it was like closer to 80.
Yeah, this was
okay.
According
I looked
to
it up, I looked it up this morning to see if it was successful.
Yeah, I looked at Wikipedia and it definitely had a higher number, but this is from IMDb.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. They're fact check IMDb.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone. Anyway, that's what I wrote down for.
I'm pretty bad with like movie numbers.
Yeah.
And how much a movie costs to make. Is $60 million a lot of money for a movie?
In 2004, it was probably like mid-range, and I think most of it was
they built the airport
terminal.
Built that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a fun fact that I found out.
Yeah, in Palmdale.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Palmdale.
Yeah, shout out to Palmdale.
I guess they couldn't really like shut down an airport for two months.
No.
Or just like especially shoot at night during the
international terminal.
Also in 2004, 3 years after
9/11.
Couldn't do much in an airport.
Yeah, but
airports weren't fun anymore.
I have been writing down the budgets for the movies recently, and they've all been around $60 million. So I feel like that's the average for Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like recalibrate myself to 2004 numbers because he buys a Whopper for less than 75 cents.
Yeah. It's 74 cents because he gives,
him the one penny back. Yeah, he says, keep the change.
That's so funny. I interpreted that scene way differently. I thought it was 76 cents and she was being kind and giving him a penny. And then he was being a little kurakoja. And then he was like, keep the change. And she was like, there is no change, sir. But it makes sense that it's 74 cents, 74. So they could say under 75 cents.
Yeah. And he was giving her a penny.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Because he learned to keep the change for his taxi cab ride to the Ramada Inn. Yeah.
I mean, one thing I'll say about this movie is he learns English so quickly.
So fast. Yeah. He buys those books and then just learns it by learning about friends.
The news. And even before then, he learns don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like he learned that really fast.
Yeah.
So I guess he must know about America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't shoot. Before we keep going into the movie, what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie of all time?
Okay, well, I find this to be a very disturbing and unsettling question.
I'm sorry.
You go first.
I'm going to say just because of my connection with childhood, there are a lot of opinions about this movie, but I really love Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had it all memorized and I would perform it for my family, whether or not they wanted me to or not, because it came out when I was 8. Yeah. And so, and I remember I sobbed uncontrollably leaving the movie, and my parents, I was inconsolable of the three major deaths that happened during the movie, every single one of them just destroyed me. I just could not believe that all of these characters
must have
died.
Like our little empath.
I know, they were just like, just all the way home, I'm just like crying. Like, there's that video of those kids from The Odd Life of Timothy Green. That was like me on the way home. Like, why did they have to die?
And they're like, what's the AIDS epidemic?
Yeah, what's AIDS?
That reminds me of my sister. We all saw Pearl Harbor on a cruise.
Oh.
And for the rest of the cruise, she was just in the cabin crying.
Yeah. Was she like really into Josh Hartnett at the time too?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Oh, Ben Affleck. Not even. Yeah. Oh.
But his is a...
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he has a fake death.
I don't know. She kept crying, and then they kept re-airing it on the cruise, and she kept going back and watching it. I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? Yeah.
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 Sometimes you just gotta cry.
Yeah. I cry a lot in movies. I didn't cry in this one.
I welled up a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think I had to do some wipes.
Oh.
Yeah. But nothing fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have cried. I think I have cried about it before, but you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Okay, my favorite movie, while I love A League of Their Own, I don't think that's not I don't love it because of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry I'm qualifying this.
No,
and I love That Thing You Do, but only the first 2/3 of the movie, I'd say. And then I always want to just start it over.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Turner and Hooch because you can't beat kind of cranky Tom Hanks and a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun movie.
Sad too.
Yeah. It's sad too. And then all the rom-coms.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but those are Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks movies. It's not just a Tom Hanks movie.
I think Road to Perdition is really good too. Oh, that's one that I really enjoy that I like more as I watch it. Cause I remember when I first watched it, I was 15 and I was I didn't like that much. And then the more I've watched it, I was like, oh, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
My favorite off-brand Tom Hanks movie is Bonfire of the Vanities, for sure, though.
You like that movie?
I think it's crazy. I love all the weird choices in it. The camera angles are so bizarre. Yeah. And I love that he plays this bad villain guy.
Yeah. Does he?
Such weird casting, I think.
He's likable. But he's supposed to be a bad guy.
Well, I mean, that's why they cast Tom Hanks, I'm sure, because he's the most likable actor. But I thought it was very strange casting when I first saw it.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
It's my least favorite of all of them.
I get it. I get that.
Sorry.
No. I mean, that's why it's an off-brand.
Yeah.
An off-brand Tom Hanks movie.
but I'm glad to have seen it for the time. But do you guys want to talk about The Terminal?
Yeah.
So the movie starts with Tom Hanks trying to go through customs and his passport's not valid. Mm-hmm. And they seize him immediately. And then they basically tell him that his country is going through a civil war. And so it doesn't exist anymore, kind of.
That opening sequence actually sometimes makes me think that I might want to be a customs agent. Yeah. Because the way they look at the customs agents are like all like stare. I like watching people.
Yeah.
And they're like just like really appraising, making deep, meaningful eye contact
like
with everyone.
You can tell that the group of tourists.
The Chinese tourists wearing the
no cameras.
Disney? Because they didn't have any cameras.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's like a stereotype.
Yeah.
They're probably
well.
In their bag.
Yeah.
No, but they weren't. But they weren't.
Oh,
but they
yeah,
weren't.
Later
they were.
Weren't,
I mean, yeah. It turns out they were bad. Yeah. But
this is our establishing that
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Tucci's never wrong, yeah. Except when it comes
humanity.
To Stanley. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Tom.
Victor. Yeah.
Victor.
Yeah, he's Stanley Tucci's mean in this movie. Mm. Oh well, we just saw Stanley Tucci and Tom Hanks together in Road to Perdition.
We did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen Road to Perdition.
Oh,
gotta see it.
It's good.
It's good.
It's Sam Mendes did it. Who did like American Beauty and,
oh, sure,
and
okay.
Casino Royale yeah. and like, or not Casino Royale, but Skyfall.
Oh,
and
with
like
Daniel
some of those,
Craig.
Like, yeah, with Daniel Craig.
Who's
and
in
so
it?
He's it's like a beautifully shot movie, and it's like a really nice father son.
Yeah.
Journey tale.
Oh, it's father yeah. son.
It's a father son. So like, I didn't relate to it as much, but it was Dominic, so I liked it. But it is a gangster movie, and it's Tom.
Paul
is,
Newman's last movie.
Yeah, Paul Newman too.
Oh, yeah. Love Paul Newman.
And it was fun seeing Tom as like a bad guy.
Anti-hero, I'd
yeah.
say, right? Yeah, because he's ultimately the good guy of the
yeah,
movie. But
he's good,
yeah.
but he does bad things.
Yeah, he's a mobster.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I'd add it to your list.
I'll watch it because you know for the Tom.
Yeah,
yeah.
For the Tom. But then Stanley Tucci and kid talks to Tom Hanks, Victor Navorsky. Is that it, Navorsky?
Navorsky.
Navorsky. Mm-hmm. He's from Krakoja.
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 Yeah.
Krakoja.
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 Yeah, he coaches him on pronouncing it.
I would butcher it. He's like, your country no longer exists, so you don't belong anywhere.
He very dramatically smashes the bag of chips.
Yeah.
Simply
yeah.
unacceptable.
And smashes the bag of chips. And
yes.
Says,
yeah.
Ah, and
right
it's all over Tom Hanks.
It's so rude. He's so mean.
I feel like at this point, in Tom Hanks's career, he's like giving ideas for the to Steven for
yeah.
like what shots.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, did you notice in that scene, Tom Hanks starts sweating on his face,
mm-hmm.
and then they get this weird angle of Tom Hanks where he turns to the camera, kind of like over his shoulder,
to brush off the chips,
right? To
yeah.
brush off the chips,
yeah.
exactly. And I feel like he was like, "Oh, Steven, I got two beads of sweat running down my temple. You want to pick this up?"
Because he had just
he could
had
cover
started
it with
directing with Band of Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he. Yeah,
I really
was
feeling this
produced
energy.
By those two, and so he directed, I think, the pilot of it and a couple other episodes of Band of Brothers, and so I think he was like, hey, this mm-hmm. would be really cool.
There was like another moment, I think it was in Road to Perdition, where Tom Hanks has like a bead of sweat coming down his face during the diner scene. So
like, pick this up, get it. Again. It's not going to last for long.
A classic Hanks sweatshot.
He loves it.
And maybe like, that's what makes him so relatable.
Yeah. He can
it's
cause his
things.
Body to sweat
yeah.
like the rest of us.
Yeah.
A lot of people can cry on command.
Yeah. Tom Hanks can
sweat on command.
Wow, this is very 2000s Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sweaty. So basically he tells him that he has to live in the international terminal.
But he's expecting him to just leave. Like
yeah,
he's like, I'm telling you this, but he's expecting him to leave so that immigration will pick him up and then
yeah.
it'll be their problem,
yeah,
right?
Not
yeah,
not his problem. But he gives him a bunch of meal vouchers and a calling card for the phone.
And Tom Hanks is like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that wonderful guard that's also in Heroes, and I forget his name.
Yes.
Is like...
Thurman is, the, I think, the character's
yes.
name. But yeah.
He's like, the only thing you can do here, big
shop.
Pause. Shop.
It's and fun. Boy, is there brand placement in there.
Oh, my God.
Boy,
yeah.
is there brand placement. I saw a very funny one, which is like the first one he passes is a Verizon store, and it says introducing the camera phone.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah. There's also like, what's the bookstore?
Borders. Big time. Big time. R.I.P. Yeah, Borders. R.I.P.
Payless Shoe Source. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sensible Shoes.
Starbucks gets a lot.
Oh, and of course, Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King, of course.
Panda Express. Smart Cart gets in there.
Yeah.
There's like a Brookstone.
Brookstone, yeah.
Do you think, La Perla?
Yeah.
La Perla?
The underwear, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you think that Smart Cart pays for branding? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think that they put, or do you think when people think about shopping carts, they're just like,
yeah,
Smart Cart.
I don't know.
Is that a good question?
I think
everyone probably did because
of the fact that they had to, since they built that terminal, everything was deliberately placed rather than them being like, hey, there's Smart Carts here. Yeah. So they probably did.
Yeah. Either that or like Smart Carts, like, no, you come to us.
Yeah, you come to us and
you want our carts in the movie, you make a bid for us.
Well, apparently they had some stores in mind, but then once people found out about the movie, they were like asking to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a mix of people that are stores that they put in and then stores that asked to be put in.
Because that's the store with the glass windows, the science store. What's it called?
Oh,
it was that Brookstone?
No, it was the science one, not National Geographic.
Oh,
but
I know exactly what you're talking about, where the guy says like,
you'll have to, what's your phone number? It's like Radio Shack, but for science stuff.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember it. Anyway, I thought, I've never seen that in an airport before.
Yeah.
What a weird store for an airport.
it reminds me of the Sharper Image.
Yes. It's like the Sharper Image, but like outdoorsy tech.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
I have no idea.
In that scene where Stanley Tucci is telling him that the guards are going to be leaving for 5 minutes, Stanley Tucci is very deliberately stirring a Frappuccino. Like, it's like much, he's just holding it and like stirring it. And I'm like, man, Starbucks is like, you got to get these cups into like as many scenes as possible.
Yeah. There was even a lot of, back to You've Got Mail, there was a lot of Starbucks in that movie too.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have a whole monologue about Starbucks. So Starbucks and Tom Hanks. Our best friends.
Yeah. I wonder what the influence of movies like that was on brands like Starbucks. You know, would Pete's have been bigger had they gotten the Tom Hanks branding?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
The probably. Coffee Bean. Would Coffee Bean had been big
yeah.
had they gotten the Tom Hanks branding?
I don't know. Or were they just big and that's why they were in the movies?
I guess. But I think Coffee Bean was pretty big too.
At the time, yeah. I think so, yeah.
I don't know if we had Coffee Bean in Florida. I don't know.
Out here, it was like Starbucks and Coffee Bean, and then Pete's was like a distant third. Even though Pete's coffee is supposed to be better than the other two.
And I guess Starbucks is international, and it was international before anything else, probably.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, all I knew was Starbucks. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But then, so they release him into the terminal, and that's when he finds out from the TV, because, of course, he couldn't understand what they were talking about earlier. And he gets really sad. This is very sad.
Boy, that was a really dramatic emotion. Like him running from TV to TV
this
desperate.
This was like the one time that I probably would have cried if I was like really feeling like it.
Well, I cry at the happy things like later on in the movie. But this movie, I think, is Tom Hanks's go at slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
And this is the point in the movie where they were like, okay, but now we have to make it really grounded, really serious. Because I feel like before that, Tom Hanks kind of almost couldn't keep a straight face when he was in the interrogation scene and being like, you know, taxi. Excuse me. Sorry.
No.
Is it okay when I do
Eastern European. Eastern Europe is fine.
It's not a real country.
It's a fake country.
It's a fake country.
So the accent is made up.
That's true.
I had the captions on Amazon Prime and it's Bulgarian.
It's kind of like I was looking at like what they pulled from where and they pull like the ID from different countries.
Yes,
and this
Belarus,
from
this, I think.
Belarus. And I was thinking it's like the Simish of Eastern European. Yes. Just like boop, little bits from everywhere.
Yeah, they made up.
And the actual like coup like sounds like just horrible. Like they're the vice president was killed, a bunch of cabinet members were killed,
a few civilians were killed.
Yeah.
It sounds scary.
It sounds very scary.
And then from the video clips on the news, there's like people running in the streets.
Yeah,
gunfire was heard all night.
Yeah,
through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. That part's so disturbing.
And then this is when
he's pointing at the TV to get the volume up.
Oh yeah.
Nobody will help him.
And then he tries to go into the lounge.
Oh, that part where they open and close the doors.
Yeah.
I thought Spielberg, do your thing.
Yeah. It was great.
And then he's sad and he has his meal vouchers and then he goes to help that
Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha Spielberg.
Yeah, with her suitcase.
Parisian valise.
Yeah, but then his meal vouchers get trashed.
By Gupta.
Yeah.
Icon.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's so good in Royal Tenenbaums too. Yes. And he's amazing in this. He's so funny.
And he's like, do you have an appointment? Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday. And then this is when he goes to sleep in the construction, like where they're doing construction.
Really great, you know, like setting up that he's crafty.
Yes.
Because he creates a bed. Yeah.
I think that is a category or like a requisite for one of my favorite kinds of movies, or at least my favorite. My favorite kinds of movies often has a character that is crafty like that. Oh. You know, they like take something, they break the rules just a little bit, but they know it's not going to hurt anybody. And they miraculously have a screwdriver in their bag, which after 9/11,
I'm sorry,
he would not have that Swiss Army knife in his bag. But, and then he fixes the seats. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Just a little foreshadowing for what's
absolutely.
To come.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I like later in the movie when you see his like room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been living.
It's also very funny. Until the construction workers discover him, he is just unattended.
Yeah.
He can just be there and like, you know, you'd think they would have security guards and like whatever because like the airport's open all night. Mm-hmm. But he's just alone.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get to this, I'm sure, but his meal vouchers go away.
Yes.
And then it must be a period of days to get to Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
And what does he eat?
Those
crackers.
And like that's it?
Mustard, yeah, ketchup and mustard. But that we don't even get there
until
he doesn't get the meal vouchers.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, do men just, are they able to not eat? Because I know women can't do that. Women have to eat.
There's no way. Yeah, I think they're just playing with time a little bit. Because there's a lot of, you know.
Because Gupta says next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
He
pulls a Mary. That's a Godfather thing that he does?
He does.
Well, I don't know. So he's quoting The Godfather and You've Got Married when he's like, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, funny.
So it's like, maybe he's just doing that again in this movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, next Tuesday. But then the next day he goes to the customs where we see Zoe Saldana.
That's where we meet Dolores.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily an early Zoe Saldana movie, but definitely pre-big fame.
Yes.
We saw her, I'm sure, in Center Stage before
although
I didn't look up the dates.
2000.
Crossroads.
Also, Pirates of the Caribbean,
Curse
of the Black Pearl. She's Jack Sparrow's first mate who takes over the ship.
Which one is that movie?
That's the first one.
What?
In the very first
one. In that movie?
He has a first mate who is Zoe Saldana, and then later they leave him on that island, the Isle of Tortuga, which is why him and Keira Knightley are stranded.
But why is the rum gone?
Why is the rum gone?
Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd say, like, I knew who she was because I was a big Center Stage fan, but she wasn't, like, Zoe Saldana yet.
No.
And it's foreshadowing because she's a big Trekkie.
Uhura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
wow. She's also in everything now because she's in Star Trek. She's in
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. The Marvel Universe. She's just.
I mean, once you make Marvel.
Yeah. I know. I really want her to do a Crossroads reunion.
We need that for Britney.
Yeah. I feel like they'd all be down.
Oh my God.
I think so, yeah.
Britney
would
be like, I get to drive.
Oh, Britney. Yeah. But she keeps denying, Zoe keeps denying Tom. And then this is when, he gives him the 5 minutes to leave and he doesn't.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
They see, he notices
very
that
funny
the cameras.
Scene with the cameras.
Yeah. Following him. This is very funny. Apparently, this is wouldn't be real because the camera would be silent.
Right. Yeah. Oh. You wouldn't hear the whirring of the gears.
Yeah. And then he says, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets in the face. I wait.
And all of the like security people are like, just laughing. They love him.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him. And then this is when he first meets Catherine Zeta-Jones. She
slips because Gupta likes to get the floor really slippery and watch people slip.
Yeah.
Gupta.
Yeah. And then he gives her his Payless coupon or whatever for new shoes because she breaks her heels. And then that's when we see her go off with some guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that actor's very handsome. Does anybody remember what else he's from? I didn't look it up.
No.
He's like a Richard Gere wannabe.
He looks like Richard Gere. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't really have any lines, so I feel like
it's Hey Baby is Hey Baby, I missed you. It's like he says it like almost every time he sees her.
Hey Baby, I missed you. What if it's Steven Spielberg's brother?
Oh my God, Ricky Spielberg.
Yeah, Ricky Spielberg.
And then this is when we get the Whopper cart scene.
Right.
Yes.
This is like a famous.
Because you get the blustery woman who says, like, move, buddy. He learns about the carts.
Yeah. It's Victor. He figured out the quarters.
Yeah. And so he's able to get a bunch of Whoppers and then eventually
he gets like massive meals. Yeah.
I like when he knocks the kid off the cart.
Yes, he dumps the two kids on the
And then he pats them on the
then
head.
He pats him so you know he's not mean.
Sorry. And then when he sticks all those carts in and all the quarters come flying
at him. Shoot him in the face.
Yeah. Again, Tom Hanks' foray into slapstick.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, wouldn't this be funny? I'm gonna put my eye in it. And they're like, Tom, don't hurt yourself. And he's like, I got it.
And then that's totally Tom. This is when he learns English. He buys the two books and reads them side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And he learns about friends. Yeah.
And he reads the ticker on the news as well to try to.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
And then he's like reading everything.
Trying to figure out what's going on with his country.
And Larry King was doing an interview with Fergie, the Duchess of York, who was like huge in like the 90s and early 2000s. And you don't hear about her anymore because I think she got in like financial trouble or something. Yeah. She.
Mm. Well, she had kids, right? Her kids grew up.
Yeah, she did, but I think she was like embezzling or like, it was like some sort of like fraud thing. Yeah.
Sounds like.
But I remember my parents like were really into Fergie when she was in the 90s.
Yeah. And then, we were all really into a different Fergie.
A different Fergie.
And then
later.
Yeah.
And then now we need a new Fergie to get into.
Well, what Fergie's still good to me.
Yeah. She, peed herself, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Was it pee or was her... Vagina sweaty.
I
don't know why I just censored myself. She also was addicted to meth for a while, which I find before she made it big.
Oh.
She was hooked on meth as the Black Eyed Peas were rising.
Mm.
And I find that to be a very interesting, relatable story.
Sure,
not personally relatable, mother, but
now she's clean.
She's
right?
clean, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Good for her. And then I wrote down he goes back to customs again. I don't know. And then he's eating crackers.
It's because he got Stanley Tucci created a new position that handles the carts now. So now Tom Hanks can't do the carts, so he has to go back to the crackers. Yeah. Okay.
Why does Stanley Tucci have it in for him?
He really does.
I have a hard time with this part of it because Stanley Tucci, I don't find to be unlikable necessarily.
No, yeah.
And so he wasn't like that much of a villain to me. And so I was like, why are you being such a, just let him live in the terminal and then his country will come back.
I have like a little theory on it and they do kind of explain it, but like he is very good at his job and he is up for a big promotion.
Yeah.
And so he's got a big inspection coming up and like the Customs and Border Patrol is a very well-oiled machine and Victor Navorsky threatens to disrupt that. And so he wants him to leave because at a certain point he's going to have to explain why there's this man living in the airport terminal when the big inspection comes. And so he keeps trying to create things that will starve him. Like the quarters thing is to starve him out so that he leaves and then he becomes someone else's problem. And that's a big thing is he's just trying to make sure that he gets through this inspection. So it's very selfish, but it's not like, villainous in the same sense that it's like, you know, he's actively has it out for him, but it's just like this one thing that's getting in the way of his job.
But it's so wrong.
It really is.
Because
yeah,
like because his boss says, sometimes you have to look past the rules at the people.
Yeah. And he still doesn't do that.
He does at the very end of the movie.
I guess.
Yeah, at the very end. Yeah. Like, Tokyo's landing when it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But very, but it's like it takes so much.
Takes so
for
much.
Him to get there.
Especially the goat scene. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
He loved that goat.
Oh, you know what I really got to get tearful at is when Gupta is explaining the hero story and that. And they're like, I don't know why it really makes me, it made me really emotional when they're like, who was it? Who was it?
Yes.
And they it's Victor.
says, holds up the photocopies. And this man say no. Yeah. No one will die today.
Exactly.
I love that.
I get like dismissed.
Like Stanley Tucci had his gun drawn and was going to kill the man. No, no one will die today.
This is when Enrique Cruz gives him food to talk to Torres.
That's right. Yes. Diego Luna.
Yeah.
Is in love, the misery man.
Yeah.
Misery man, because he's so sick in love.
And he just wants to get to know her. And then they find
he doesn't want to just get to know her, because I did write this down. This is the one part of the movie that I found to be
Little,
it's kind of creepy, because he wants to know what makes her blood boil, and what makes her blood boil, her body tingle. She is a wild stallion, and you will help me break her.
Oh, yes. Wow. He says.
Well, I don't want to, this is maybe worse of me to say this, but he is like, he's Latin. And so maybe that's what they were trying to do there, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, I think this is like, because this whole movie feels like, as much as it's grounded in our like immigration system and stuff like that, it's kind of a fantasy. So it's just like, this
it's
is just
a true
like,
story, but it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
That guy was in the airport for 18 years.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, so we find out that she's a Trekkie, which is fine because she's in Star Trek now. And then also her last boyfriend,
Chit.
Okay, do you guys think this was written, or do you think part of this was improvised? Because don't you feel like Tom Hanks kind of couldn't keep a straight face for when he was like, no, she's a good girl, don't you be cheating her.
Yeah,
Chitting her.
Yeah.
He didn't even do it as well as he does.
It's so fun. And then when he's like eating and he's got a mouthful of food and he's like trying, he's like, cheat. We say cheat, and he goes, Enrique,
you know chit. Yeah.
You know chit.
Good.
Yeah, this and this is Tom Hanks's into food.
Yeah.
Which leads to the very funny moment when Stanley Tucci is like, we think we've got a solution. Do you want some food? And he's like, no,
I'm
stuffed.
I love that. I call me crazy, but I think he gains weight over the course
of this movie. Yeah.
Was I wrong?
No, he seems like a little, he seems like
he gets a little
kind of
staunchy.
Paunchy.
Yeah.
Staunchy.
Well, this is, No, I see it.
I find the, I know I said that the Stanley Tucci part is kind of weird to me, but obviously the fact that Zoe Saldana Torres says yes, is like intrigued in this without seeing who this man is or talking to him ever or believing that Victor is talking about somebody else and not just himself is the craziest thing to me.
Also,
I mean, they get married sight unseen.
They get married, and I love the show Married at First Sight, but I don't believe that it would work like that without the help of experts.
They get married so quickly.
So quickly.
So are we supposed to believe that Enrique is so shy that he cannot speak to this woman until she is his wife?
I guess.
Because that's what it feels like. Yeah. You go from him bringing the ring to them driving off in the cart.
Yeah.
The female characters in this movie are kind of bad.
Yeah.
Gotta say. Because Catherine Zeta-Jones is a goddamn mess.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She's a goddamn mess. And Zoe Saldana is the only other woman in this movie. And she's a fool.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow. And then this is when Stanley Tucci gives him the fear.
You're afraid of Krakosha.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're afraid
Krakosha.
If you're afraid of your country, we can give you asylum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then he won't say that he's afraid of Krakosha.
So mm-hmm. I wrote down this at this point in the movie because... So Tom Hanks just has like no life back in Krakosha. Like we know he's not married, but like he has no job. He has no anything like that. Like nobody is just like, I know his country is in turmoil, but it's just like, oh, it's okay for me to be gone from my country for 9 months. And at the same time, what Stanley Tucci is proposing is, they said, you would get in front of an immigration judge, the soonest you could be seen would be 6 months from now. And so, like, there's no proposal for how he's going to live in New York for those 6 months. Because we learned by the end of the movie that he is there for one task and one task only. And so...
But at the same time, he wants to call home, you know? So assuming there are some people at
home.
There's got to
be somebody at home.
And he's clearly a very talented man.
Yes.
So, yeah. And he said he never lied to Catherine Zeta-Jones, so maybe he is a contractor.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe he does have that job. Maybe he, you know, clearly he can build.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't say that he's afraid of his country. He does.
He's afraid of ghosts.
Ghosts, Dracula.
This room a bit, this room a bit, maybe.
Yeah, this room a bit, maybe.
Very funny. And then this is when he keeps, so we see Gupta watching people slip because he thinks it's funny. And then we see Catherine Zeta-Jones crying, talking on the phone, and we find out that she's a mistress for that guy.
Mm-hmm. I could have told you that.
Yeah. And then Tom Hanks is pretending to listen in while on the phone, but the phone is out of order, and she's like,
you know the problem with
all
men
lie. Yeah.
All men lie.
Yeah. And then this is when they talk a little or something, and she asks him out.
She wants to leave the airport and go get Italian food.
Yeah.
Cantaloni.
Yeah.
And she can't. He can't.
He can't.
And here's my question. Is Catherine Zeta-Jones bad in this movie?
Like a bad actor?
Yeah. Because I think she's kind of bad in this movie. Or maybe this is like the part is like
I think it's the part. Because the part is has two elements, right? It's... I'm a mess. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
I'm in love. Yeah. And
didn't understand. Yes. You don't speak English.
She tells him to stay away from her like 90 times. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah, but Mandy Moore makes that work in A Walk to Remember.
Yeah. Don't fall in love with me.
Yeah. I want you to promise me one thing. Yeah.
I think this might be like a more.
Is this like a 2000s thing where men were like, oh, I love a woman who's like, don't come near me.
Yeah.
I think that's like a thing. I don't know if that's a 2000s thing. I think that's like a avoidant, insecure attachment problem that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like in reality, like this relationship would never work out because
never,
like. Because
she's so hot.
And yeah, she's so hot. And she's like, he's going to be like, you want to come back to Krakosia?
Yeah, you want to come back to my place?
Yeah.
Terminal 46.
Yeah, yeah. No. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's the character because they play her like, it's like 39-year-old woman who.
I also think she's bad in it. I think maybe, she's a little bad.
Maybe. Maybe. This was her off. Year
that year she was also in Ocean's 12.
Oh,
that was that was 2004.
What was going on with Michael Douglas that year? Was he sick at that point?
I don't know.
Sure. Are they still together?
Yeah. I don't think so. Not yet.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
Is she okay? Should we check in?
I think she's fine.
Okay, cool.
I think she's just been having a lot going on.
Yeah.
She's got an Oscar, so
we love her for Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just
traffic. She was really good in Traffic.
Hanging out, having a good time. I don't know. So this
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
Mm-hmm. See that movie.
Sean Connery.
Oh. But Victor starts to apply to a bunch of jobs because he wants money so he can take her out for dinner. And they all say no or laugh.
The position has been filled.
Yeah.
Laugh in his face.
He gives that one guy his phone number and then sits by the payphone all day. And the guy waits till the end of the day.
Honestly, what a fucking dick.
I know.
And then he's like, I'm sorry, the position's been filled.
Takes it so well.
Yeah,
like, Victor takes it so well.
Well, he has to pee.
Yeah.
He's just like, great. Okay, bye. I got pee.
That's kind of a callback to Forrest Gump because he drinks the 15 Dr. Peppers and tells tells John F. Kennedy that he has to pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. At the end of this podcast series, are you going to do like a podcast where you pin all the movies together, like with like red lines and stuff?
Oh,
and make the world, the universe of
linked.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like a Pixar universe theory.
Yes.
But Tom Hanks.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I do want to give a shout out to the woman in the, what store is it in? But it's the second one that he applies to, who does a very like, almost like a spit take. When he's like, she says, like, where do you live? And he said, like, he's at gate 67.
Yeah.
She's like, well, 'cause we're very concerned about punctuality. Did you say gate 67?
I haven't laughed since my husband left me.
She gives a big laugh, and I was like, oh man.
That was funny. She was having fun. She was having fun.
She was so excited with
Shout
that.
Shout out
read.
To her. Yeah. Shout out to her.
Is she the Brookstone lady?
Is she the Brookstone lady? She might be the Brookstone lady. She also might be like a like where they sell M&Ms and magazines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know? Like a Hudson.
Yeah,
Hudson
maybe.
News. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It they might be Hudson News. Actually,
they did. Did they get in the movie?
They're in the background, but they didn't. Yeah.
So
they
congrats
don't get
to
up,
Hudson News as well.
But then this is when he gets a construction job because he like fixes a wall overnight. Yeah, and then they start paying him under the table.
Honestly, I've worked construction jobs before, and I know what that is. Like, you see a rough edge, you start to scrape, it comes off so easily.
Yeah.
So you think, well, I'll just do this. And then you see that somebody left their very expensive tools unattended, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know... Also, wait, so who would leave? Anyway, that really bumped with me, who leaves their tools like that. Was that a radial arms? No, it was a... Cirque saw. Somebody left a Cirque saw unattended. And then he puts up a whole frame.
Yeah.
Incredible work, honestly.
I always think that with construction sites when I walk past them, though, when they're unattended or when they're off, like, the tractors are just there. Like, I mean, I'm sure somebody's got the keys, but at the same time, you're just like, man, this is like an open construction site with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment that is just sitting unattended.
I think about that when I see movie sets and they leave just a bunch of C-stands lying around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I could take those and sell them to film students.
Yeah.
Make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
put some new curtains up.
Yeah.
Then the guy comes and just draws all the lines himself and says, this guy, he's part of a different crew, and that guy's trying
Frank's
to make me
crew.
Look bad by Frank's crew, trying to make me look bad by fixing my wall. Now he's on our crew.
Yeah. So he gets paid. And
God,
then,
it really is that easy.
Yeah.
But then Stanley Tucci gets mad about that and puts him in holding because he's making more money than him.
Ha ha. Is that true? I missed that part.
Yeah. He said he's making like $19 an hour for doing the construction work. And Stanley Tucci's like, that's more than me.
That's wild. The head of security at JFK Airport. That's scary.
Oh, well. And then, so he puts them in holding, but this is when they get, the people come to check out the airport, and then this man is in holding.
I do think before that we get the Brooks Brothers scene where he goes and tries to practice eat to bite or bite to eat. Is that, or is that after?
Oh, I don't.
When he goes and he puts his head over the suit. Yeah, the suit, because he wants to buy a suit for next time that Catherine Zeta-Jones comes. And he says, would you like to get eat to bite?
I mean, this is what we all bonded over.
Yeah.
Eat to bite, 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 eat to bite. It's like the Kareth 101 radio challenge.
He practices it over and over and over again. Yeah, which is a very funny scene.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I miss
bite to
Eat to bite.
Yeah, and then of course he botches it.
Yeah, he does when he does see her.
Listen, when you're trying to memorize something, that's not the way you do it. You don't just repeat it in circles like that. You're not thinking about it.
You have to do it in different ways, and you have to be doing different things.
Yeah,
and,
you have to put in thought behind what you're doing. You can't just say something.
Oh wow, I'm learning too much.
Yeah, there you go.
Then Stanley Tucci puts him in holding, and then the man with the medicine is really upset, and they bring him in to talk to him because
he's pooping.
Yeah,
that's
he's pooping.
That's
funny. And then
that was Tom's pitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tom
he was
like,
"Can I be on the toilet?" No.
What if I'm pooping?
And then
you wouldn't have to see my butt, but I love to show my butt. But you wouldn't have to see my butt.
But the man is bringing back medicine for his dad, but he can't bring it with him. But then Tom Hanks finds this goat loophole.
Yes.
It's like, if it's medicine for an animal, they don't need to fill out a form or whatever.
Now, Charlie, you watch this scene with subtitles on.
Right.
So when he's talking to the man at the very end, after he's being carried away, does he say, when he's holding the medicine and very deliberately he says something, does he say, "Say the medicine is for the goat"?
Well,
or does
they don't subtitle what he's saying in Bulgarian. So it just says speaking Bulgarian. But I think he must be like saying like, or just being like,
"Are you sure this isn't for your
goat?"
goat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll make everything easier.
Because in Kokrosha, the word for goat, word for father.
Mm. They're the same.
I mess up.
Yeah.
I think that was a lie. I think he was lying a little bit.
Yeah. And then that's when everyone, he like attacks Tom.
In front of his boss.
Yeah, and he throws him against the copier machine. Where he makes a bunch of copies of his hand.
Iconic.
Yeah. And then this is when everyone in the
It's like the Turin Shroud.
Yeah, yes. They start to like him.
Yeah.
Because they're like, he fought for this guy.
And Goop just spreads his message.
Yeah.
I'm sobbing.
Yeah. The Panda Express people love him. Yeah, the Brickstone people love him.
Hanging up. And then this is when he has his dinner date with Amelia. That's her name. Amelia.
Amelia.
Yeah. And it's Gupta's
Spin and Plates. Oh my God. I went on Gupta's
IMDb, and before Gupta moved to Hollywood to be an extra for cowboy movies, he was part of a traveling like circus where he juggled and stuff. And that's why he's doing that in the Spin and Plates.
It's
juggling.
Like a great 3-beat heightening too.
Yeah. Because really
he starts with the little frisbees almost and then we get him to doing the plates and then eventually he's doing a full on spinning.
He passed away a while ago. I saw in 2013 or something Good like that. Day. Yeah.
Dang.
Great actor.
Yeah.
He had just booked and shot a pilot 2 months before, apparently.
Oh, no.
Pilot season. Stressful. Yeah. Stressful.
Oh, I guess so stressful.
But this is when he tries to tell her what his deal is, but it doesn't really.
She doesn't listen. No. She keeps getting paged a lot.
Yeah. This guy is needy.
And they both throw their pages, right?
Yes.
Pagers.
At first, you think she's going to leave the dinner. Yeah. And then he finally says he is delayed, and she says a lot of people feel like they live in airport.
She's terrible.
And they throw their beepers.
Yeah, and then this is when Torres and Cruz get married. Yeah. Out of nowhere, they just get married.
Yes.
Even though they've never really talked to each other.
Never spoken.
Yeah.
When she says yes to him, she comes up to him wearing the ring, and then she gives him the live long and prosper.
Yes. Right.
And which now that I'm saying that sounds like a sex position. And I'm thinking, well, they never had a conversation about Star Trek.
No.
Yeah.
So is she just coming as she is? She's just like, this is who I am? Or does she know that all, I guess she knows all the information has been, but also he never tells her anything about the Misery Man.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all not real.
She doesn't know anything about him. Oh, wow. It was very weird to me.
And she never even expresses like, I'm lonely. Like I want a husband.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
They get married. I guess it's happy.
Mm-hmm. She had the boyfriend. The only thing was we know she had the boyfriend.
He chit.
They get married. Yeah.
You know, he's cute. Diego Luna's cute. So that's good.
Yeah. He was in a Star Wars movie.
He was.
Star Trek. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh. And then this is when Stanley Tucci finds Amelia and talks to her and basically tells her, like, not really. Mm-hmm. He just kind of talks to her about Victor.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to meet up. And then Victor.
He really wants to know what's in the peanut can.
Yeah, they keep talking about the peanut can.
Which I feel like they could search easily. Like, you have no rights in an airport and they search everything. Like, just be like, open the peanut can.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Victor shows her this water fountain because they have this Napoleon thing where like she reads history books and she likes Napoleon because he's got a big ego. Mm-hmm. And so then so he made her a water fountain. And then
beautiful fountain.
Yeah.
Where do you get that much yellow?
I don't know.
Yeah. Stunning. Because stunning. Napoleon gave Rosalinda, was that her name? Something like that.
Josephine, a thousand
fountains.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm wondering. Yeah. How the fuck did he do that in, what is it, 12 days? What
yeah.
13 days?
He's very talented.
Oh, he is so talented. That was really ornate, balanced, beautiful work.
Yeah.
I'd hire him. I'd hire Victor.
Because at first she does the classic movie scene, like, you made a bet that you could go to prom with me type thing.
Yeah.
You lied to me. You lied to me. What were you trying to do? You're sick. And
Stanley Tucci like hits on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at first you think his ashes that his dad's ashes are in the can because it says my father. And she's like, oh my God, tell me, please tell me your father's not in that can.
Yeah. Yeah. But also like that was so weird. Like, would you be mad if somebody was carrying his
coming
father's
to spread
ashes?
His ashes in
and
New
also
York City?
That can is too small for it to be something creepy like a hand.
Right.
Yeah.
But we learned, no, it's jazz.
Yeah.
It's,
guess what?
It really is.
What's
jazz.
In the can? It's jazz.
It's jazz.
His dad was really obsessed with jazz music and got all of these people to autographs and their autographs.
Very conveniently, 56 out of 57 people. He just needs that last one. And that guy would not send it back.
I don't know about you guys, but I think that man would. I think his father, Victor's father, would never have died before he got that last signature.
Right. No
like,
way.
Like things keep people alive like that.
Yes.
Not like not normal things, but things like that for some reason keep people alive.
Yeah.
And send a follow up.
Send
it
a
feels
follow
like it'd be easy
up.
To just get that last signature.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Send a follow up.
Yeah. Well, and then
they kiss.
They kiss. And then that's when the war is
the war
over.
Is over.
Yeah, and he gets a 1 day pass from Amelia from because we find out that she got back with the guy that she's been
and he's high up in the State Department.
Yeah. And she's like, "Don't. I told you not to get mixed up with me."
I think you don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're confused. And he says, I'm confused about a lot of things. I'm not confused
not
about this.
Confused.
Not this.
His heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is when he has to talk to Dixon about the pass because he has to sign it. And that's when Dixon is like, you have to just go home. You can't go to New York.
I think we missed one very important thing, which is learning about Gupta's past.
Oh,
because
yeah.
That factors in big time.
Yeah.
It's when they open up. Is that when he like is like, Gupta, why do you put...
Have
why
you
do
ever
you make...
been married?
Oh, have you ever
and
been
because
married?
Because he's sad about... Or he like is in love with Amelia. This might be before she's hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tells the story about having a shop...
Yeah.
And he was married and had a shop in Madras. And then a policeman came and asked him for bribes. And he did it. But after like 4 days, he stabbed the policeman.
Yeah. He didn't kill him, though.
Yeah. Missed his heart.
Missed his heart. But now he's wanted. But this was in 1979. So it was a while ago.
Yeah.
How did he get to the U.S. and working?
It was 1979.
Must have been pretty loose back then, I think. Yeah.
It was almost the 80s.
Yeah.
People were
stabbing each other and flying
adrenaline
all over the
world. Yeah.
That's what
airports
I was like.
Were.
This movie would not be the same today.
No one would be here.
It's so hard. I don't know. But yeah, Gupta. But so when Tom Hanks is talking to Dixon, that's when he reveals like, oh, well, if you don't want to go on your plane, then I found out that this guy is like having poker nights.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is letting you into the food area.
And he's a newlywed. It'd be tough for him to lose his job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Gupta, we found out, is wanted in India.
And then another important thing is the look on the guards' faces when they see their boss using this information against people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, I think, when the seeds of dissent are sown.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so then that's when Victor is like, okay, fine, I'll go. And that's when Gupta stops him and he's like, what are you doing? You're
a coward.
A coward, yeah. And that's when the security guy pulls him aside and tells him what happened. And this is when Gupta stops the plane.
Oh.
So cute.
So confident.
Very intense, though, because like everyone is very worried that Gupta is going to get run over by
that
this plane.
That plane is going really fast.
That plane is going very fast.
I didn't know planes had that, like, it's like moving and then...
Yeah.
Yes. So Gupta stops the plane and says, I'm going to go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Victor, that's his cue to Victor to leave. And so Victor starts to walk to the door and everyone follows him. They're like, Victor's leaving.
Victor's leaving.
And then they all give him gifts from their stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I thought was great.
Kind of an echo of...
Sorry, go ahead. No, do you think those other guys are... still gonna lose their jobs though? Like it only took care of Gupta. Like they never had a moment where they were like, I'll get fired and I will go, you know, I'll get fired for the poker game. Like or is like Gupta taking that fall gonna be, I mean, maybe Stanley Tucci's just like by the end is just like, nah, everybody's fine.
I think eventually like when all the guards revolt, it's too many people to fire.
Yeah.
The Victor is bigger than Tucci, you know?
Yeah.
But yes, everyone gives him gifts. You're right.
He's at the front door, and that's when
Thurman.
Yeah, he gives him his coat, and then he's like, "It's cold outside," and then he lets him walk out. He immediately goes to the taxi, and then we see Catherine Zeta-Jones, and
she nods.
Yeah, they acknowledge each other, and then he gets in the cab and goes straight to 161 Lexington.
Yay!
Where he sees Benny Golson playing. And gets his autograph that he needs. And then he immediately gets in a cab driven by Scott Adsit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a cameo.
Yeah. And then he goes home.
Yeah.
And goes home.
Yeah. The Stanley Tucci part where he runs out of the terminal is very weird, too, because all of the guards who had just let Victor leave run out with him as though they are also chasing Tom Hanks, but he should be mad at them. But he doesn't seem mad at them at all. No. And then they go like, "Do you want us to call the police?" Like, why would they let him out immediately be like, "Hey, we'll call the police for
you. I have a line pitch here. I feel like they should have been like, the guard should have been like, "Do you want us to go after them?" And then Tucci should have said, "No. Sometimes you have to look past the rules."
Yeah.
And look for at the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That perfect line pitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Dang. Rewrite. That would have.
We'll do a rewrite. We'll redo it. Yeah. We'll probably be redoing this movie in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be like very different.
Very different. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more sad, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be flipped. Maybe it'll be an American
trying to go somewhere. That'd be, you know. I don't know.
Poignant.
Yeah.
I feel like Lost in Translation is kind of that movie, except he's not in an airport, but it's like Bill Murray in Japan just like being like, "I don't know what's going on." Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
That's a good documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary?
No, but it's like, it seems probably true to Bill Murray's life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So the IMDb fun facts I wrote down was this was based on a true story of an Iranian refugee who lived in Charles de Gaulle Airport for 18 years. And he was only removed because he
got sick. Hospitalized. Yeah.
Apparently he went crazy, which makes sense.
Yes. He died. Right?
He's still alive.
He's still alive? Yeah. I
looked on Wikipedia. He's still alive.
He got paid $250,000 for this movie.
Which honestly really doesn't seem like enough.
No.
No, it doesn't seem like
enough.
And
then they didn't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is they built this terminal set in a hangar.
Except the exterior shots are all Montreal.
Yeah, not JFK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also read that they were going to make it, instead of Cracovia, they were going to make it Slovenia.
Oh, yeah.
But then they decided, like, they consulted with a European person, and they were like, y'all are tripping. Slovenia is actually stunning. They call it the Switzerland of Europe.
Yeah.
Although Switzerland is in Europe.
Yeah.
Switzerland of Eastern Europe. And I, if I may, I have been to Slovenia and it is stunning.
Really?
It is gorgeous. It's like green rolling hills everywhere. So I get it. I get it. It's just another case of Americans being like,
They could have done like Yugoslavia or Albania because they had so much, but I think they probably just wanted to stay away from any real conflict.
Yes. Yeah. Because that was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the terminal. Yeah. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to say?
I think more people need to watch this movie. It's very likable.
Yeah.
It's very likable. I think Tom Hanks really gets into the part. Again, I think like at the top, he's like really having fun with this bad accent.
Yeah.
But then once he like learns more English, you fall in love with him.
Yeah. I don't know. This was a very cute Tom Hanks. If you're looking for a cute Tom Hanks movie.
Definitely a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It was a return to goofiness for him where he hadn't done goofy in a long time. Yeah. And he was like, it was fun to see him play low status.
Slip on stuff.
Yeah. Slip on stuff and like be
run into glass walls.
Someone who didn't have a lot of agency and had to create it for himself, which like was a lot of fun. Like he was just like, there were a lot of great shots of him, like when he's eating and like he does a lot of like great reaction shots where I was just
he really does. Yeah. We're noting the eat part.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Very funny. Do you guys want to rate this out of 5 Tom Hankses? Mm-hmm. How many Tom Hankses do you give The Terminal?
3.75. I'm a tough judge, though. No, I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
I am going to give it five times because it is a movie that I like. Of course it's not without its faults, but like watching it, I was filled with the same like, oh, like nothing bad happens in this movie. This movie is just like likable and enjoyable, and they create characters. It exists in a world in which like brands are your friend. and like,
isn't that what we want from a Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, that's what we want. Where it's like the whole thing is like everyone who works in the airport is a family. Yeah. And I know that airports are kind of like miserable places, right? Like it's like it's a terrible place to work.
Yeah.
Everyone there is unhappy all the time. Like I've never been there and seen people who seem to really enjoy being there. And so this was like watching one in which like I was like, okay, I'll go with this fantasy world in which like the Panda Express people and the Starbucks people and the Borders people are all friends with each other, and Burger King and like all those people like definitely get invested in the stories there rather than being
free
like,
the goat.
Please get me through these 7.5 hours so I can go home to my family.
Yeah. Charlie, I have to say, you convinced me. I'm going to change my answer. I want to give it a 5 out of 5 Tom Hanks's too. You're right. That's what we want. That's what I want from a Tom Hanks movie.
I'm going to give this one a 4 just because I think other movies are 5s. But I did really enjoy it. It did make me feel like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes me want to go home and hang out with my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, there is very funny moments from Tom Hanks in here, and I miss
very funny moments. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
A lot of his movies recently have been just like heartwarming or like Oscar movies, and I just like.
It's a goofy movie.
It is, yeah.
I like goof.
I think he loved that goat. Is like one of the best lines of it.
He loved that goat. Loved that.
And the eat chit.
Yeah, very funny.
Crowded, you know.
Crowded.
Yeah. Crack.
Men, two women, crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am crack. I want to say one thing about Tom Hanks that I love, if I may.
Yeah.
I love the relationship between him and his wife dearly. She is part Greek, and he is so supportive of her Greek ways, so much so that they sponsor a festival every year in Los Angeles, the Greek Festival.
Oh.
And it's in October, and it is my favorite. I love public activities in Los Angeles. I'm a big fan of the events in Los Angeles. And it is my favorite event in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And it's in the Byzantine Latin Quarter. If you live in Los Angeles, it's on the corner of Pico and Normandy. I go every year in the kind of Greek section that's there. And there is a Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks building that you can go to.
Whoa.
It's a cultural center, but
it has
their names on the on the building, like engraved, embossed.
Adding on to that and connecting it to the terminal, his portrayal of Victor Navorsky was based on his father-in-law. So based on Rita's dad.
Really?
Yeah. He said he spent a lot of time with his father-in-law, like learning like accent and mannerisms and stuff like that. Aww. Just to
I love that.
Very cute.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you for sharing that. Do you guys have anything you want to plug? Where can people find you?
Well, I recently got locked out of my Instagram, but if I ever get back in.
Locked back.
What is happening with you and your social media accounts?
It's a goddamn mess. It happened to my Twitter too. I think I'm just bad with passwords. I do the autofill.
Okay.
No, I do the autofill and then I can't remember them. And then they're like, sorry, we can't. Or with my Twitter, I had an old email and I didn't have access to it. And that was the problem. But Instagram, I did two-factor identification and then I couldn't remember my thing.
No.
And then they were like, we can't send you anything because you did two-factor.
And you're not logged in currently?
I'm not. Well, actually, I just figured out how to log in on my computer, but I can't log in on my phone. So I can't post, but I could look at Instagram all day on my computer. Anyway, if you want to follow me at L-E-E-L-E Woods 55 on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram at Mahelicopter, MHELICOPTER, or Charles Mahelic on Twitter. You can see my mod team, Donatella, at UCB on the fourth Wednesday of every month at UCB Sunset, or see Catharsis Dramatic Improv on the first Friday of every month at the Clubhouse at 9:30.
Yeah.
You can see my mod team too.
Yeah.
The summer of the first Wednesday of every month, I believe.
Yeah. A very good mod team. Good very good
the
mod
website,
team.
Though, I'm not sure if that's right.
Huh? Oh. I mean, I believed it. Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. This is a dream.
And thanks for having us.
Thanks for talking about the terminal. And thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Bye. It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast.